Drought is drastically cutting forage production across the region, and ranchers depending on hay to feed their cows over the winter may be faced with tight supplies and high prices for purchased hay. Selby area producer Doug Seek stretches his winter feed when hay supplies are short by feeding more corn.
I figure 10 pounds of corn per cow per day and 10 pounds of hay. It's a cheaper way to feed than buying hay, but now it might be an option just because of availability. When it's dry, I have trouble finding hay to buy, but I can get on the phone and almost always find a semi-load of corn in my yard the next day.
Cows are used to eating more, so this ration won't fill them up. But Seek says it will meet their nutrient needs for a time, as long as protein can be supplemented. Good fences are critical to this feeding strategy, with Seek relying on electric fencing. The economics of limit feeding hay also makes sense, says Seek, even with $7 corn, which equates to 12.5 cents a pound.
If you're feeding 10 pounds of that, that's $1.25 per cow per day for the corn. If you buy hay at $100 a ton, just to use a round number, that's 5 cents a pound. 10 pounds of that would be 50 cents per cow per day. So $1.25 plus 50 cents, it's $1.75 a day to feed $7 corn and $100 hay.
Drought is taking a toll on many farmers and ranchers, but Seek believes this limit feeding strategy for wintering cows can help alleviate some stress.
And I know these producers out there, they got to be tossing and turning about how, you know, if we can't hold those cows together, what are we going to feed them this winter? And the knowledge, if I need to, I can do it with half to a fourth of the hay that I normally would use. It's given me a lot of peace of mind.
Reporting for the South Dakota Soil Health Coalition, I'm Pam Geppert.